For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Thanks to Margot Adler of Justice Talking at NPR, this is part four of a debate between Marsha Rosenbaum of Safety First and Mr. Robert DuPont, former drug czar, major stockholder in urine testing companies, about the testing of our children for drugs.
Well, it's going to cost something in the neighborhood of $10 to $20 a test to deliver the test. And if you did 25% of the students, if you had 1,000 students, you'd test 250 of them a year, for example. It's not a lot of money in terms of the overall school budget. It's not insignificant. And I think Marsha's right about that. The school has to think about this in terms of other alternative uses of the funds. I think when schools make that calculation, many of them, I'm not going to say most even, but many of them will decide that this is what they want to do. I think you got to remember what the consequences are for kids using drugs and not knowing about it, not intervening. Oftentimes, the consequences are very severe, including death.
Marsha, a lot of anti-drug testing advocates say that drug testing violates a student's right to privacy. But there are a lot of rights that children don't have. You know, they can't vote until they're 18. They can't drive until they're 16. Can they claim a right to privacy? The Supreme Court has certainly said that students have only a limited right to privacy.
I think that, and the Supreme Court's decision, of course, stands. But the question is, what does random student drug testing, setting aside the privacy issue personally for the kids, what message does that send to them about the Constitution, about innocent until proven guilty? What is that message? I think that what's really important to kids is relationships with adults, with teachers. And I think that what across the board student drug testing says is that no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're saying, I don't trust you. It's saying I am going to test your bodily fluids to make sure you're telling me the truth. And I don't think that sits well with teenagers. I think in order for them to become trustworthy, they need to be trusted. We need to give them an opportunity to make responsible decisions.
Bob, what do you think that?
You'd have a hard time selling that idea to a parent whose kid has died from a drug overdose, for example.
Bob makes no reference to the fact that these drugs are made by untrained chemists, diluted with everything from baby powder to rat poison, and distributed by armed gangsters because of the prohibition he so dearly loves. And so it goes, the twisted logic of these evil prohibitionists. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.